Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu wa ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be addressing a very important question. That question is related to the month of Ramadan. As you know, in this month, we were obliged to fast. This is the month in which the Quran was revealed. It's a very important month. One of the things which is obligatory and necessary for every Muslim in the end of Ramadan is to pay the alms of Eid al-Fitr, which we call the Zakat al-Fitrah. This is to be paid, you know, it has its own rules and regulations. We don't want to get into that in detail. This is related to jurisprudence and should be, addressed in that subject. Today in The Key, we're going to be looking at why we should pay this alms tax. What's the reason for it? Fortunately, we have an answer to this question in the form of a beautiful hadith which has been transmitted from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam said, "Giving the alms tax at the end of the month of Ramadan completes and constitutes fasting, just as sending blessings on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the end of the prayer completes and constitutes the prayer." Right? Like, for example, the Imam compares this charity to the salawat, the benedictions that we send on the Prophet at the end of the prayers. Let's say that somebody prays, but his prayers are not very good, and you know, there's some deficiency in it. That salawat and the blessings and benedictions that we send on the Prophet at the end of the prayers, it rectifies any deficiencies that might have existed in the prayer. Similarly, if there's any deficiencies and problems in our fasting which would lead them not to be accepted by God, the alms tax that we pay, the Zakat al-Fitr at the end of the Ramadan, this completes this deficiency and it rectifies it. In continuation, the Imam said, "Verily the one who fasts and yet intentionally does not pay alms tax due, his fasting is invalid." In a similar tradition, Imam Ali alayhi salam has been reported as having said, "He who pays the obligatory alms tax at the end of Ramadan, Allah uses it to make up for any deficiency in the alms tax paid on his wealth." Right? So this alms tax at the end of Ramadan, it has two benefits. One, it makes up for any deficiencies in our fasting. And secondly, any kind of deficiency that was incurred in our alms tax on our wealth, that also makes up for it. And it rectifies it, right? So this is very important. And it's necessary for us, all of us, to pay this zakat. And you know, it's also been mentioned that this zakat, it serves as a protection against any kind of calamities that might be accrued for the person throughout the year. So it's very important for all of us to pay it. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the necessity and the wisdom behind the alms tax payable on Eid al-Fitr, the Zakat al-Fitr, in the light of the hadith of the infallibles. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.